You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to an attitude-filled episode of the Ask Drone You podcast. My name is Paul and I'm here with Thug Nasty.
I'm just going to tell you guys that Paul's in rare form today, so I hope you enjoy it.
Pew, pew!
We're having a good time and hopefully going to give you some good information while having a good time. And you have joined us for 663. I think we have another good question, a good series of questions for this little session.
I'm actually kind of excited about today's recording session. In fact, someone was asking me yesterday that super secret client that I told you about that I can't talk about on the show. He was saying, you know, do you film every single day? And I was like, no, we film like two or three shows a day. And we normally film Monday, Tuesdays, but here it is Thursday. And we're filming a couple more. So
you would think that we would have a good rhythm by now, but we just kind of...
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? It gets done, and hopefully it's good stuff.
Well, sometimes we're way far ahead, and people get mad, and then sometimes we're behind by like one show. We've never been behind by more than one, have we?
Not generally, no. I mean, maybe once or twice we've had a couple shows that we missed. But when people get mad, what do you mean people get mad?
Because they're like, they know that we're way ahead because like the shows get shorter.
Yeah, like admittedly, when we do a few shows, we start out with a 30-minute show and we end with a 3-minute show.
Hey, it's called natural progression.
We try to stay linear.
I mean, this is what happens when you're recording and talking for 6 hours straight.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes that's just a necessity. So thanks for bearing with us. The necessity coming because oftentimes Paul's traveling. And so we got to do a bunch.
Like Monday, Tuesday.
Like and Monday, Tuesday. Sunday. But we're in good shape for that.
We're
in good shape for that.
We are in
good
shape.
But I'm talking you can be gone for a week to two at a time. That's when it gets hairy.
Gotcha. Well, anyways. I've got only two trips so far. Well, maybe three, depending on if I go to Florida in October. But right now I only got two trips planned in October.
The cool.
Subject tracking course in Phoenix. Very excited about that.
Yep.
Sold out. Awesome. Happy about that. Thanks to Johnny Baba hooking us up with his boat, his brand new boat, so that we can do some subject tracking. Excited about
that.
Thanks,
Johnny.
Yep. And then doing some stuff down in Laguna Beach. I spoke with the Laguna Beach city council and city manager. If you are not privy to what's been going on in Laguna Beach, they came out with some drone law saying that you have to have a city permit in order to fly. But there's actually good news about that. If you're flying just for fun and you're not using the photos at all for commercial purposes, so Aldrin, talking to you, if you print your photos out, that's one thing, and sell them. But if you are doing it strictly for fun, if you're there with your family and you want to fly, you do not need a city permit. But if you are doing a commercial shoot and you have a Part 107 license, it is only $100 to get a city permit to fly there. Now, here's the other caveat. This is really interesting. Rob and I were talking about this yesterday. If you are flying for fun in Laguna Beach, you do not need a permit as long as you have a Part 107 license.
Yeah, so they're sort of extending the purpose of the 107.
Yes, they're saying that if you're a hobbyist and you buy your drone from Best Buy and you want to fly and you get pulled over by a cop and you don't have a green card, you're screwed.
Yeah.
And I don't mean an immigration card.
No.
I'm talking about the RPIC.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway.
Unless you have gotten a permit.
No.
Wait.
No, you have. No, no. This is the interesting little caveat. I'm glad you picked up on this. In Laguna Beach, if you want to fly for fun, you do not need a permit from Laguna Beach, but you do have to have a Part 107 license because they are trying to eliminate the Best Buy pilot. You see what I'm saying here?
So that totally flies in the face of federal law.
Well,
it does because you, according to federal law, you don't have to have a 107 to fly for fun.
True, but they're saying we only trust people who have been vetted by the federal government to fly for fun.
Okay, now we're talking in circles.
We are.
So
anyway, if you need to go to Laguna Beach, I can give you the link here. In fact, let me just pull this up for you really quick. City of Laguna Beach permit. In fact, actually, here is the actual law. It's section 7.80.040, section F. No person shall operate without a valid RPIC issued by the FAA. So you are allowed to operate in areas listed, but the weekend casual users are not allowed to fly. And then she sent me, oh, you've got to send Miss Miriam Tracy an email or give her a call to get the permit application. And if you need one of those, just email mtracy@lagunabeachcity.net. So I know we have a lot of listeners who live down there, and I think this will be helpful to you. It was very helpful to me because you guys know I film a lot with Austin Keen. He's one of my good buddies. He's going to be at my wedding. He's a good dude. And that's why this came about. So I know we switched track, but it got over my fear of getting permits.
Well, it sounds like when you talked to this particular person, she was quite friendly and helpful.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
100% awesome.
Doesn't mean we have to like what they're doing.
I like it. I know you may not like it, but I actually love this.
Okay, so let me ask you this, and this has nothing to do with the question that we have today, but we kind of got on this. How is this much different from what North Carolina is doing that we railed on a few episodes back?
North Carolina is saying that you need to get a license from North Carolina's city government to fly any commercial thing whatsoever. They're saying that if you're a hobbyist, you cannot fly in Laguna Beach. You have to have a Part 107 to fly as a hobbyist.
Which makes you not a hobbyist.
Technically, according to federal standards, yes. But I like that because they're saying, we will let you fly here, but you've got to be vetted by the federal government in order for that to happen. And I think, I know some people are probably going to be like, oh, but
I'm really surprised that you're like digging this thing.
I'm digging it because
it
inhibits the underchargers. It inhibits the kids who are in college and buy a drone and don't go get their license. Like, that's why I like this, because they're not saying that you need anything from them to fly for fun. But they're saying if you need a if you're going to fly commercially, you got to get a photo permit, which is pretty usual because Southern California, you pretty much need a permit to do any videography anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much standard. So that's not really out of the realm. So I'm not talking about a drone license. That's what North Carolina is saying. North Carolina is saying you got to take a test. You got to get a license.
They have permitting as well on top of that, though.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, and what North Carolina is doing is completely illegal. Like, they didn't take the time to do their research. It shows. Yeah. But, in fact, now that we have that super secret client in North Carolina, I'm going to have to go through all that BS. Or maybe I won't.
Nah. We'll do it.
Let's play the question, Rob.
Hey, guys. This is Scott here from North Carolina. First of all, I wanted to thank you for taking my question. But secondly, I wanted to ask how you got over the fear of flying when you first started flying. I've flown toy drones and helicopters before, so I'm not terribly new, but I'm still really, really scared every time I go out. I just got the Phantom 4 Pro in order to start my drone business here in Western North Carolina. I'm going to be focusing mostly on real estate, videography, and photography to start out with. As you said, it is low-hanging fruit. But every time I go out, I'm super scared. I mean, I'm sending $1,400 worth of equipment up into the sky, and I had to take that money out of my savings, so if anything happens to it, I'm kind of out of luck. I would love some insight on this and how you felt when you started flying bigger, more expensive drones, and what I can do to maybe feel more comfortable. But that's going to do it. So thank you so much for answering my question, and hope you guys have a great day.
What do you think? First of all, Scott, thank you. I really appreciate his, shall I say, vulnerability, because
I think that's a good thing to actually have in business.
Absolutely. I mean, that kind of vulnerability and even humility is going to take you a long ways, because the more you are unwilling to kind of be in that place, the more likely you are to screw up. Now, there's a balance. You don't want to be so afraid that you can't do anything to where you're frozen.
I think fear is crippling. And this actually kind of goes into why I'm a part of Drone U. And I have a deep yearning to help people, because I believe that information overcomes fear. When you know something, you're able to overcome the emotional aspect of it. And I feel like that's really important, because if you're constantly thinking, what if, what if, what if, what if, what if, guess what? It's going to happen. Straight up. You True. Cannot go out there and worry about how much money is up in the air. I mean, yesterday I was out getting my engagement photos done by someone else, and they're not a drone person whatsoever. But I brought my Inspire 2 and I put it in their hands, and they were literally shaking, shaking. And I told her, don't worry, it's okay if you do this, 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 and this. And if you let go of the sticks, it's just going to stay in place. It will not move. So don't freak out. And I was like, it's okay. Deep breath. She took a deep breath and she did a droney like a champion. So
good for her.
I think that, again, information overcomes fear. But guys, I say this all the time in my in-person trainings. You can never think, what if? You can never think, well, like, what if I'm going to hit that branch? Guess what? You know how you fly right over trees while making it look like you're about to hit the tree, but you don't hit the tree? You make sure that there's a gap between the drone and the tree from your point and perspective. That's how you know you will not hit it. There are certain tips and tricks that you would learn, and that's why we have Drone You. That's why we have this school, because we want to give you the information to not only be a responsible pilot and know the law and know your way around the law, because that also would help inhibit fear as well. But we want you to know the detailed nuances. This is why I talk so adamantly about learning from experience, because if you don't learn from experience, then you're just blowing smoke up people's behinds. And there are a lot of other schools out there, I would say a vast majority of them, and that's what they do. And in all honesty, I feel like that is a big differentiator between us and them. Like, you know, we've got this book coming out here soon, or at least I'm working on it. I don't know how soon it'll be coming out. Where it's literally the practical guides of flying, like the practical exercises. And this is based off of the last 5 years of training tens of thousands of pilots. And I mean tens of thousands because of our online portal. Obviously, I can't train tens of thousands of people in 5 years, but hopefully thanks to Drone U Elite, that should be plausible in the next mm-hmm. 5 years. So that being said, you know, guys, the way that you overcome fear is by systematic practice. The way you overcome fear is you eliminate the what if in your head. You got the little guy on your shoulder like Thug Nasty over here. You say, nah, dude, I am not listening to you. If you've got to, you know, play some music in one ear and leave the other ear open so you can hear things, because hearing your drone is actually really important for safety reasons. People don't believe that, but fly some old props and then put on brand new props and fly the same exact flight, and you will hear the difference. Like, there are ways to be able to be adamantly connected with your bird and know just how well it's operating by listening to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that.
Yeah. Now, what I would suggest, number one, our community online and in terms of our courses, there are some very specific exercises for people to flow through, to follow through, mm-hmm. to get better at flying. And
my favorite is the hover test, and no other school has that. Like, I could say that right now and no one even knows what I'm talking about. Unless yeah. you're a Drone U member, because it is in the drills and exercises class.
Exactly. So, I mean, for somebody like Scott, first of all, Scott, the feelings that you're having are very, very natural. A lot of people have those. The question then becomes, how quickly can you get over them and move past them?
And I would really recommend the drills and exercise class in Drone U. Guys, it's yeah. only $47 a month. Like, it's so cheap to get this information, to overcome your emotional fear, to give you the confidence to elevate your experience. I mean, it works. There's a reason it's up. There's a reason that there are 1,000 people taking the class right now.
Indeed. There are reasons for that. But
is there passion?
I mean, I would
there?
Start. There's a lot of passion, which is awesome. I love it. So practically speaking, Scott, for example, if I were you, I mean, I'd be starting in a big open field where the likelihood of something going wrong is slim to none, unless you just totally botch it, which is possible, but I doubt that's going to happen.
But you've got to be okay with crashing. If you met anyone who's a drone pilot and they said to you, you know, Rob, I've never crashed, they're full of shiitake mushrooms.
Ooh, that sounds painful.
They're full Anyways. Of shiza. Shiza.
But what I'm getting at is, start with an open field, and you're going to slowly change your environment to where it gets more complex over time as you get more comfortable. It actually makes me think, too, of take a golfer, and one of the things that golfers learn is to visualize your shot. You'll see, say, football players, basketball players, the professionals, the guys that are really good at it, that might even be nervous before a game, and you'll see them sitting, headphones, focused, and what many of them, if not all of them, are doing is visualizing success in some way. And so you're trying to change your paradigm psychologically such that when you see yourself flying, you don't see yourself crashing, which is what I think happens now, Scott. You see yourself having a successful flight. And that might sound kind of weird, but I think there's a lot of power in just that, visualizing something positive about your flight matched with the practice, the deliberate practice that Paul alluded to. You're going to be fine. You just have to believe that you're going to be fine, because the more that you're concerned and worried, like Paul said, fear is debilitating. It's natural, but you got to get over it. And you will. Just keep going forward.
Definitely keep going forward. You can't be afraid. Deliberate practice is so important. It's just incredibly important. I can't say it enough.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe one strategy is to have a less expensive drone out there with you and do a maneuver with that, and then do a maneuver with your more expensive drone. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. It's something that I would try.
Say that again. I think I missed that.
Have a couple of drones. Uh-huh. One less expensive that you're more comfortable flying.
Phantom.
That's definitely more less expensive. You could have 10 Simmas out there.
If you haven't crashed, go buy a Sima and do everything you can to crash it and just get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, in a Sima, you will crash. I mean, they're pretty...
No, you will crash, Rob.
Well, but I mean, if you're pushing it, and even things like when the battery goes out on a Sima, it just drops from the sky.
That's my favorite part.
So,
and it's dead.
Right. So no matter how good of a pilot you are, one way or another, you're probably going to crash a Sima and you're going to realize that it's fine.
And whether it's a Phantom or a Sima, don't freak out. And I think, you know what, Rob, there's a really important lesson in learning how to deal with the emotional intelligence of crashing.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm sure you've heard in business before, and I hope you talk about this in the business class. I haven't been around for the beginnings of the recordings, but I think failure in business is probably the most valuable thing you could ever give yourself. And I say that because I've been through the rough 2-year period that comes after, and for some it's not that long, for some it's longer. But I've been through the rough 2-year period of living life after a failing business. I'm talking about the old bus company. And I think you learn so much from failure because it humbles you.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
It makes you understand how important emotional intelligence is. And I mean that because, like, for example, when John was here and we were doing that Facebook live stream on the Drone U feed, and he crashed my Mavic through the obstacle course. He was a little excited and giddy to come out here and fly with us. It was his first time. And he totally wrecked my Mavic. And you know what? I went up and I looked at it and I brushed the props off and I turned it off and I made sure that the arms moved. I spun the motors to make sure that they didn't have anything inside of them. And we fired it back up and I took it off and I flew it again and I didn't freak out.
Yeah.
And he, I mean, like, you could tell he was like, he was sweating. He was nervous.
Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
But when you can learn composure and you can learn emotional intelligence, it's going to be so much more powerful than just learning how to deal with a crash. You're going to learn how to deal with disappointment. You're going to learn how to deal with subcontractors who don't actually do what they say they're going to do. Or you learn to deal with assistants and videographers and producers who say they'll show up and they don't. I mean, you're going to learn how to work with people. And I think that when you learn to deal with people with patience and you learn to deal with people with composure, that you're going to get a lot further.
So what you're saying is that learning to fly a drone is a metaphor.
Yes, Grasshopper.
Beautiful. I love it.
But it really is.
It is, yeah. And I agree about failure, because as I think about that and what you're saying about failure, and again, Scott, we're not minimizing the fact that you took money out of savings, and $1,500 is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And I don't want to downplay it.
No, I have
said before, you shouldn't buy a drone unless you can afford to lose it. But let's be real. When I bought my first Phantom, which was before Drone U, It was before I actually went to school to fly drones. I didn't have the money to buy that drone. Like, I sold a lot of stuff, including lacrosse gear. Someone wanted my University of New Mexico helmet. Like, you know, that I sold stuff to get to that point.
Right, right.
And I was scared to death of crashing that thing.
And again, I think the thing, what's interesting about failure versus success is that failure is generally going to lead you to reflect more on what happened than success will. And that's where the learning process comes. So, and by the way, you can have failure in your learning process, Scott, without crashing, right? I mean, just you trying different maneuvers and it didn't work, or you were looking for a certain video and you don't get it. Those are the kinds of failures hopefully you can learn from, as opposed to having to crash to learn.
And by the way, when you are getting started, it is so important to, you know, I talk about the drills and exercise course through DroneU, and I think it's really important. I think it's great. And I think it's the best class you're ever going to take. It's so big. It's so huge. It's going to make America great again. I don't think that. But that'll be for our next question. That's all about TFRs and VIP TFRs. But, you know, I think that there is something really powerful in, you know, doing slow movements, landing the drone, watching the movement, figuring out how can you do it slower, taking deep breaths and realizing how you can do it slower. And it's like a systematic process of slowing things down. And I know this sounds really, really weird, but if you are nervous on the sticks, if you are touchy on the sticks and you feel like you maybe don't believe that you can actually slow your stick movement down with your thumbs, or maybe you're a pincher pilot, if you feel you can't do that, I know this sounds really weird, but there is so much power in meditation, just sitting down. And meditation is this: no interruptions, sitting down somewhere comfortable, focusing on your breathing. Just, that doesn't sound very good.
Paul has a cold.
Yeah, no, it's just the change of the seasons.
I'm kidding.
But it's so important to just focus on breathing through your nose, setting a timer on your phone for 10 minutes. And as soon as you think of anything, stop yourself and go back to thinking about your breath. You're going to find after that 10 minutes that you are in more control of your thoughts and your brain than you really ever thought possible. And maybe your belief for those super smooth, buttery movements will increase, because I think it will. It's helped me, and it's actually helped me a lot. So I think that's good advice. Rob is so meditative.
I'm practicing.
He's like, he can't even hang on the show anymore.
Well, seriously,
I thought, nasty, what happened?
Why not now? Let's just try it right now.
I don't think people want to waste 10 minutes on a recording to do that.
No, maybe 12 seconds. Anyways, the other thing, Scott, is find people in your area that are good pilots and go fly with them. I bet they'll have some really great tips for you.
Always learn from flying with other people, whether they're better than you or not. And that was one of the quotes and testimonials that I actually recorded on the fly-in, which I have got to start. That's part of my, we've got these new things that we're doing here now. And if you guys think we're good at business, we're always learning too. I mean, we're with a business coach right now because we're trying to aggressively scale up DroneU to be bigger and help out more people and emancipate, as Chris Kenny would say.
Yeah, emancipate people's lives, right?
That's right. Making their lives better. By showing them liberty and freedom through doing what they love. And if you're like us, then you love to fly. And that's what we're talking about. And the thing is that information is freedom. Knowledge is liberty. And education provides those things. And, you know, guys, I think it's just so important to fly with other people. Like here, this is where I was going with this. So we're with our business coach and we have these 30-day priorities. And I got 3 to 5 priorities. And my number 5 is completing the organization and strategy for the 600 hours of footage. And I'm just making that up. It's even more than that. 600 hours of footage from the fly-in to create, hopefully, a show that you'll be able to see, whether it's on YouTube or wherever, to showcase how powerful this fly-in was for other people to meet each other, learn from each other, go through systematic challenges and push each other. I mean, we gamified the whole thing because the idea was to push someone else to say, you know.
And people did. It was fun to see because.
It was awesome.
I mean, Scott, somebody that's in your shoes, I think there were a couple of people that were there that were in your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And
let's talk about Jim Noss for a second. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the subject tracking, flying through the trees. And he won the whole thing.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
He got a hacked Mavic Pro. I hacked it. Yeah. Sue me.
Anyway, Scott, let us know how it's going, how it goes, because my hunch is you're going to, just the fact that you're self-aware, you're going to kill it. So, but we'd love to hear from you and hear that you did kill it.
Yeah, and
so
don't
please
forget,
let us know.
North Carolina has those wacky laws that you may have to comply with, but unless you want to be the guy that challenges it, and then you really get your name out there as a drone pilot.
But there you go.
I don't know what your intention is. But anyway, guys, if you have a question, you've got a thoughtful question, you've got a business question, you've got a question about a specific flight maneuver you want to learn, or maybe you just need some inspiration and motivation. Well, if you need inspiration and motivation, I invite you to gain exclusive access into the DroneU community. But if you have a good question, go to askdroneu.com and upload that question. And if you found this show helpful, if you found it valuable, please, please take 30 seconds and leave a review wherever you downloaded this show. If you want to one-up that, share it on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I would greatly appreciate it. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob.
And you're listening to the Ask DroneU podcast.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.